No Boat lads won't make the game tomorrow. They were both quite serious knocks, you know, which has obviously affected us last Sunday at Burton. But Boat lads won't make them. But, you know, even before we go into the rest of the lads, we have got some of the bumps and bruises, and there will be changes tomorrow. So I'd rather decline to speak about other players and who's fit and who's not. You know, them two lads certainly don't make it. Obviously, you know about Sammy Morsey and Ollie Banks, but there's another one or two issues that we've got, so we'll just keep them to ourselves if it's okay.
Okay. If this was obviously earlier in the season, we'd be saying with Kearns and Cooper, how long are they going to be out? I mean, what's happened to them? How long do you think they will be injured for?
Oh, I think they'll be out for, yeah, quite a few weeks. You know, Liam's got a really nasty ankle injury that swelled up really bad. You know, Daniel's a thigh strain. You know, that can go on for 4, 5, 6 weeks. So, you know, they're getting intensive treatment now, and you know, in football clubs nowadays, it's not a case of tomorrow at 5 o'clock, lock the doors and we'll come back in 6 and 7 weeks. Them days are well gone. The lads will be in and getting, you know, doing their rehabilitation and keeping the fitness levels up, because, you know, football clubs move forward every day and you don't have much time to look back and think of how well you've done.
Must have been a great week, though. I mean, following all of the events that happened on Sunday and the performance that was needed to get to that stage, to be around Chesterfield Football Club this week must have been great.
It's been a funny week, really, if I be truthful, because, you know, the last couple of months have been very, very difficult for us all, because, you know, we've carried this torch of being favourites all season, you know, and it's at times it's been questioned about our A, B, C, whatever you want to call it. You know, and I've always felt, and I've said all along, of how much faith I've had in the squad to deliver what we set out to do. And, you know, sometimes when you get a bit of criticism, sometimes as a manager it can hurt. You know, it doesn't hurt me, criticism. Criticism of me will never hurt me. But criticism of this team and these players will always hurt me, because I've seen them every day. I've seen how low they've been after they've been beat. And I've seen them continually pick themselves up and dig important results out. You know, and I think it's great credit to the players that they look back on this season and, one, be able to say they achieved the objective of being promoted, albeit at times it was really tough for them. You know, but they've managed to get there now. As we go into tomorrow's game, they've got a great opportunity to be champions of the league.
Because of what has happened and what could potentially happen then against Fleetwood, does all that vindicated in that respect? And that criticism, well, so what? You could win the title tomorrow.
Yeah, no. You know, it'd be funny if we won the title on goal difference, wouldn't it? Because we need a striker. You know, these are the things I've had to live with every week. It'd be amazing. I'd actually love to win the title on goal difference, because that means we've got the best goal difference and scored the most goals in the league. But we need a striker. And, you know, we've had Jay O'Shea come in the team last week, who's now got 9 goals. You know, and you can go around the country and all you want. It's difficult football clubs to manage, because you have to carry it and you have to listen to it. You know, and we've put a team together this season to play good, open, attractive football. And there's been a lot of times we haven't been allowed to do that, because teams have seen fit to stop us, and they're fully entitled to do that. And then we've come under criticism because we haven't really been good at booting the ball down the middle as far as you can and knocking it down in the box. So we've took that criticism well. I don't think it's a case of being vindicated. I don't think it's a case of where you have to come out and say, how good's Paul Cook, or how good... You know, I've spoke all season about the fact that these players have delivered, and now they have. I think it's a great opportunity tomorrow for our supporters to thank them for that.
I don't wish to make light of it, because obviously I'm in the vast majority of never going to be in your shoes, are we? But if there are a handful of, or even a small percentage of supporters who are wanting to be critical, but the vast majority aren't, then so what?
Oh, no, I don't mind criticism. You know, nowadays, phone-ins and that, the good, because debate is healthy. There's no problems with debate. Do you know, but what happens nowadays, you can win one week and it's the end of the world, and the next week you're the best manager in the country, and you're still the same manager as you were last Saturday as you are this Saturday. And I think sometimes now we've got to stop over-analysing football games from week to week. You know, we've had to carry this, you know, if people had to play against the back fives and sixes we've had to play against, yet we've still managed to score the goals we have, sometimes I think our lads should have been given a lot of credit, you know, because a lot of teams haven't had to face what we've had to face, and that's come on the back of how we started. You know, so maybe next year we'll have to start very, very slow. You know, but sometimes this is what I'm trying to say. My job has always been to defend my players, and I've done that, in my opinion, I've done that week in, week out. You know, I've never turned on them, you know, in terms of in the public domain. And we've had very harsh words sometimes during the season, because when you're at a level of a football club and you're expected to deliver, you know, you've got to stand up and be counted. And one of the two times when you do fall away from that, it'd be really good to get support. And sometimes, especially from certain sections, we haven't had that support, and that's what disappoints me. Because in general, our support, as we'll all see tomorrow, is top draw.
Final point on this, because you know we've addressed this from various different junctures across the season. Then, because you are potentially about to win the title, fingers crossed you will. You've already got promotion in any case, and a whole raft of awards at various different stages, including the last week or so. Do you feel that this team has got the recognition it deserves because of the favourites tag, then perhaps, or not?
That's not for me to say, is it? You know, sometimes even like now you get dragged into an interview, and sometimes it's not really what you want to speak about. And obviously, I'm speaking about it now. It's more a case of, you know, 2 weeks ago against Exeter, we're getting like, you know, from behind you in the stands, you're getting people slaughtering every decision you're making. And I think to myself sometimes, what right have you got to do that? Their right is that they pay a season ticket price. I thought you paid a season ticket price to support your team. So maybe I'm wrong. And I always think the time for giving anybody criticism is when the referee blows the final whistle. And I'm not on some kind of pilgrimage to get after our fans because, you know, Phil Tooley sits over there and people around me. I'm not. I'm seriously not. But sometimes we all want to say about the negative stuff before it's happened. We all said to everyone, sharpen your knives for the end of the season. Are you with me? Because if we fail, we fail. And there's no hiding place from that. But if we have success like we're having now, sometimes you can look a little bit stupid. You know, and I think sometimes supporting your club can be difficult because it is tough. There's a lot of clubs this weekend are going to play for stuff that no one wants to be involved in. Relegations, fighting for survival, possibly going into administration. We're going to come into our club now on the back of being in the top three all season by one weekend, being to Wembley, had a fantastic day out and got the possibility of being champions. So you can understand why I get a little bit riled at the criticism.
So what would it mean to you personally? Let's talk about the team and an issue in a moment. What would it mean to you to go up as champions of League Two?
It won't mean a lot to me. You know, in my programme notes tomorrow have been read. You know, good managers become good managers because they've got good players. You know, bad managers get a lot of criticism because sometimes they haven't got players quite as good as they might want. And a lot of good managers become bad managers overnight because they struggle with the calibre of a player. I'm a good manager today. I'm a very good manager because when I open the dressing room door and I look around, I've got very good players. One day that might change. It might change very, very soon. Them players have been with me all this season from day one and they've always stood up and been counted for me. And it's times like this now and again, irrespective of whether we win the league or not, that I'd like them to get more recognition because sometimes they don't have to deserve it and I feel that group do.
It's interesting, you made a point earlier in the press conference and I wondered, is this season in your mind because of how Chesterfield were viewed last summer? Is it defined by promotion because that is the bigger aim or is it defined by winning the title?
No, it's defined because we've spent the most money in the league because that's what a lot of managers have said. And I'm a manager, mate. I'd love everyone now at the end of the season to print your budget. I wouldn't have a problem, mate. I would not have a problem. Print what we've spent and then go and print whatever the other 23 clubs have spent. And then you'll be able to see what managers do a good job. Manager of the year will get given out and rightly so it'll go to a certain manager. And sometimes they don't take in the criteria of managing football clubs. People like Jim Bentley have done an amazing job at Morecambe without the finances that some of us have. But a lot of managers have been behind the fact that they've got a lot of money, they've got a lot of finances, they just haven't done a very good job. We've been offered up as, you know, one manager quoted Man City of the second division. Wow. Wow. The best thing I can say is wow.
Well, I wasn't going to go down that route, but where do you think you are then? If there was a financial league table then, where do you think you are?
I'm not getting involved in it because my job is to manage Chesterfield and spend whatever money our chairman and board of directors see fit. We've never spoke about other teams and other monies and etc. What we've had to deal with is that pressure from day one of being that spenders. And we don't speak about the likes of Ollie Banks coming in and kids like that from non-league. That our scouts are out there, Paul Mitchell bringing these players to the club. And they're not on a pittance of what some of the players on. But you'd have you believe that we've got 24 Gary Robertses in the team. You know, so maybe we recruited quite well. Maybe we've put a team spirit together that some of the other clubs mightn't have. And we've had to listen, I've had to listen to all the nonsense all year. All the nonsense. We spend £1.4 million. Our chairman will moan at me because he's probably spent a pound or two more than that. And that's out there for everyone to know. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of chairmen looking at their managers today thinking, they haven't done so bad, Chesterfield, have they?
So let's talk about this final game. Lots of things still to talk about. So Fleetwood then, as an opposition, how do you sum them up?
Very good side, very strong. I've chased the leading three teams in the division now for, you know, obviously for all season, but in earnest for the last six weeks. And, you know, we've all felt that. You know, I don't know about the other clubs. Everyone's been looking for each other's results and you felt it. You know, Fleetwood have had amazing results. They're one of the informed teams in the league and, you know, it's probably quite a bit since they were last beaten. You know, they've gone away to Oxford and won a big game 2-0, which was a great win, down to Cheltenham getting beat 1-0, 1-2-1. You know, Graham's put together a really good run at the end of the year. That's unfortunately for Fleetwood, seeing them fall just short. You know, but just short now is finishing fourth and in the playoffs. You know, and I'm sure Fleetwood, along with the other three teams, have got a great opportunity to still deliver success. And, you know, everyone around you will always tell you the best way to go up is at Wembley on that day. No, I'm certainly glad I'm not there, I'll tell you straight. You know, but the other four teams have got to fight for that. And I'm sure I wish Graham and his club all the best, because, you know, it's not easy. You know, and success for managers is hard to find. And, you know, we're all sure that once you have success, you know, the next bit of success could be a long time away.
It's in your hands, of course, simple scenario. But will you want to know, will you be kept abreast of what's going on in the Rochdale game and in the other games taking place?
We never have done. You know, again, Phil's sitting there now, he'll tell you a lot of time. I find out the results on when I do the interviews after game. I'm not a great believer in that. If we win tomorrow, we win the league. Why should I want to know about anyone else's result? If we draw tomorrow, we'll come off all hoping that we get that whistle where we all jump up and down. But I can guarantee you the team that wins the league tomorrow night is the team that deserves it. Because the referee will blow the whistle after 46 games and everyone will go home talking about the penalties we should have, the bad refereeing decisions, the hard luck, all the bits and pieces that make a football season. And hopefully for us, we can sit upstairs tomorrow in front of a lovely crowd, great stadium, with a trophy in front of us. If we're not, I'll be the first person to get on the phone to the other manager and congratulate him on a great success.
Just finally then, you obviously the idea of being in League One, you're obviously going to be playing there regardless of what happens tomorrow. What, in terms of planning, have you been able to do for next season then, and thoughts in perhaps gathering that over the past week? Now you know you're going up.
We just continually try and make the club better. We're very lucky at the club. Obviously with Mitch, Liam, Kevin, myself, Chief Exec, we speak daily about players, so it's not a case of planning. We plan every single day to make our football club better, doesn't matter what league we're in. You know, certainly at the minute we just want to concentrate on playing the last game at home. On paper it always looked like it was going to be a good game, didn't it? You know, when we all looked at the fixtures, Burton and Fleetwood was a way of looking at, positive. You know, thankfully we're going to the game tomorrow with the freedom of that we can win the title, and I think to speak about anything else would be a little bit remiss at the minute.